The average person in the United States uses about 100 gallons of water per day. That's according to the EPA. In much of the Navajo Nation, a person uses much less, 7 gallons per day to drink and cook and bathe. Many tribal members have to haul that water in barrels from miles away. Laurel Morales of member station KJZZ reports on one person trying to help them. She's known as the Water Lady.
The people who live in the northwest corner of New Mexico consider Darlene Arvizo to be a living saint.
Everybody knows me around here. They'll be waving at me.
Are you famous?
Yeah.
Are you the water lady? What do they call you?
Call me the water lady.
Arvizo, with her long silver braid, sits behind the wheel of the St. Bonaventure Indian Mission water truck, dodging large boulders and gullies. Most of the roads are unpaved on the Navajo Nation, the country's largest reservation. Arvizo drives to 250 homes a month, filling their plastic barrels, buckets, jars, and whatever containers the families have. When people see the giant yellow truck coming down the road, Navajo member Georgiana Johnson says it's like they've seen Santa coming down the chimney.
You know what we do? The water truck's coming! Get the buckets ready! We get all happy. Today is the day I'm going to take a bath.
Johnson helps her 76-year-old grandmother pull her freshly washed hair back in a bun and put on her beaded jewelry. Grandma Lindsay Johnson beams like a young girl because the water lady has just filled her barrels.
We cook with it, and we wash our face with it, we took a bath with it, and everything.
Yeah. Water's got to do with everything. Yeah, actually, it really does. To wash the dishes, my aunt tells us the rinsing water is still clean. She said use that the next time when you're going to wash dishes. That's how we, make the water stretch.
About 40% of the Navajo Nation has to make their water stretch. The water here in Smith Lake comes from the St. Bonaventure Indian Mission well about 50 miles away. But the once-a-month water truck deliveries are far from the perfect solution. The roads often become impassable in the winter, and barrels run dry. Many resort to melting snow or collecting water from livestock basins. So the mission has sought help from George McGraw, a Los Angeles-based human rights lawyer and the founder of a nonprofit called Dig Deep. It provides water systems to developing countries.
It really is an incredible injustice. If you're born Navajo, you know, you're 67 times more likely not to have a tap or a toilet in your house than if you were born Black, white, Asian, or Hispanic American.
After several surveys, McGraw's team found clean water 1,800 feet below the surface and will begin digging a well this spring. Once Dig Deep raises enough money, it will pipe the water to people's homes. The water lady herself, Darlene Arvizo, laughs when she recalls the day she got running water 15 years ago.
We were all happy seeing the water, and we let our water run for like 5 minutes, like in the restroom and then in the kitchen.
Arvizo is the only one in her whole extended family with running water. So her sisters, her 4 adult children and grandchildren all come to her house to shower, do laundry, and fill their water barrels. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.